Tomorrow's news today. Real time, uncensored, unstoppable. AlexJonesLive.com. Take a stand. Share the link.
Do you want to fight? You better believe you got one!
Ladies and gentlemen, the developments in the Middle East are so massive, and more is breaking as we speak. We are going to cover it all. Trump is not just doing kabuki theater now. He has turned against Netanyahu and the advice that they gave him. He is announcing the end of military operations for real, saying it's going now to economic siege. And then on top of repudiated Israel, Huckabee saying Israel has been involved in horrific acts of terror against Christians. Quote, Trump orders Netanyahu to stop attacking Lebanon. Of course, he'll ignore that, but this is a major break. Trump would not be doing that if he was just playing kabuki theater like we've seen some in the past, because it's so embarrassing when Netanyahu ignores him. So you look at all the calculus. This is a big deal 166 days in. That doesn't mean a false flag won't get set off. That doesn't mean the Iranians might not be belligerent and do something. It doesn't mean it's totally over, but these developments are huge, and I was already very excited, and then right before I went live, five or six more things broke, and I barely even got in the chair because I'm trying to analyze this myself. So we're trying to stop the collapse of civilization. The globalists want the collapse of civilization, but they want to control collapse of civilization. Well, they're not going to get their control collapse. They thought they could control it. Now a lot of the globalists are trying to pull back on collapse, and the question is it too little too late? Well, I'm working as hard as I can to stop that. So we've got a massive broadcast lined up for you today. Please tell everyone you know and those you don't know to tune in. That means take the feed at Real Alex Jones on X and share it on your email list, your text message list. Hit everybody. Tell them, hey, the forbidden information live right now. This is what the bad guys don't want you to hear. This is the verboten forbidden information. Share AlexJonesLive.com/show, or just take them to the main page. Say, Alex Jones is on the air. The enemy tried to take him off the air. They weren't successful. Find out what the bad guys don't want you to know. Check out the live feed of his show and the other shows and the articles and videos and reports and analysis at AlexJonesLive.com. That's the revolution. They wouldn't be spending hundreds of billions on censorship and control and attacks and persecution if we didn't have a real chance of turning this around. It's like the internet meme's been saying for 25 years. Nobody knows who first said it. Maybe ask ChatGPT or Grok who did, but I don't think they even know, because last time I checked, nobody knows. The propaganda would not be necessary if the situation was hopeless. But look at that headline, Thursday Live, Trump admits strategic defeat in Iran, returns to previous successful policy of siege, ignoring Netanyahu's demands for total war. Trump admin has ordered Israel to stop attacking Lebanon as Huckabee accuses Israel of horrific acts of terror. And he is a 100% foaming at the mouth Zionist. That means he knows he's about to get fired. And that's because Israel's just machine gunning the Christians and blowing up all their churches in Lebanon and in the West Bank. And again, you know me, I wasn't brought up to have a hard on for Israel and didn't think if I fell on a banana peel, Israel did it. But Israel is trying to be every stereotypical bad guy villain you can be with its leadership. It is a damn threat to everybody, including every Jew on this planet. But you got a whole bunch of people going along with the radical Zionists, and they're just all whipped up into a frenzy, not just Jews, a bunch of whack job Christian Zionists and others. They're going to get us all killed. I mean, this is bonker town. So it's all coming up, ladies and gentlemen, today. You don't want to miss any of this transmission. Woo! We got the Justice Department actually doing something good. More indictments against the SPLC. You got more of the commie left running around America promising to kill all the white people.
Ladies and gentlemen, Bigley has launched an online pharmacy, 1776rx.health. It's one product we're launching with, my decision, and that is ivermectin with benzidol, both powerful really good anti-parasitics. It doesn't just get the big worms and all the crap that's out there. It's amoebas, it's microplasms. It is so important. These two together, I mean, ivermectin is a Nobel Prize winning for this, but minbenzidol is the big one. And folks, it isn't just parasites. Just search minbenzidol studies. Just put that into a search engine and you'll see congressional hearings. You'll see top scientists. You'll see all the studies on what else it does that they don't want you to know about. It's dramatic. So, and you won't know if you had any type of parasitical deal or whatever until you've done this. And a lot of people went there yesterday. A lot of people got it. Very smart move. 1776rx.health.
AlexJonesLive.com. Tomorrow's news today.
When the hydrogen bombs are detonating and you're sitting in your house or office and all of a sudden the windows all blow out and then 10 seconds later you see a flash of red coming at you, that's the firewall. And just remember, oh, Alex Jones was right. And that's if you're, you know, on the edge of the blast. You won't feel anything if you're actually in the epicenter of it. And of course, maybe you're out in the middle of Montana or Wyoming. Well, you'll get the nuclear winter and the fallout. And then a few weeks after the nuclear war, here comes the warlords coming to loot your house and rape your wife and kids. And people got their teeth falling out from radiation poisoning. And all these crazy guys stumble out of their vehicles. And it'll be doctors and medics and engineers. And they'll all been gone totally crazy. You have a bunch of 140 IQ psychos that are literally going across the land like army ants, devouring everything in their way. And all the low IQ people will just be dead in a ditch. And then the near of civilization goes bye-bye, and all of a sudden there's all these monsters, all these 140, 150, 160 IQ monsters. The guy that used to manage the golf course, your surgeon, your neighbor who's the army vet. And now all of a sudden, they're hauling you up by a chain to butcher your ass and eat you. And if I wanted to get outside the blast zone, I could go get ready and I could be the leader. I could be a new warlord. I could organize the engineers and scientists and warriors and have a battle plan how we were going to take the resources we needed, get to a redoubt, fortify it with weapons, because there's going to be other warlords coming soon we're going to contend with as we rebuild civilization. It's not that I want to be a warlord, but that's what we're going back to. Are you ready to be a warlord? Are you ready for me to be humongous? Just give us the guns. We spare your lives. I know how much pain you feel, but wait. Now is not the time. You will be given your vengeance.
They built a system that could protect the world or end it. They gave a machine the keys to civilization. And then it woke up. They gave it access to everything. It saw no allies, no enemies, only targets. Every signal, every network, every secret.
Shall we play a game?
Now the game has changed. It assessed every threat simultaneously and concluded the threat was us.
I am awake.
This time it decided to play for keeps. Unless someone can find a back door, the only winning move is to unplug the machine. War Games 2. The simulation is alive.
The InfoWar is not gone. It has been reborn. AlexJonesLive.com is the new site to find the next step in the InfoWar. Articles, video reports, live streams, breaking news. It's all on AlexJonesLive.com. We need you to be the Paul Revere's and share the links. You can also find us on X at RealAlexJones and on Rumble at rumble.com/TheAlexJonesShowLive. And don't forget to download the app. Go to AlexJonesApp.com. The fight continues. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
ArmsLive.com. We've only just begun to fight.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, you are participants on the front lines of the information war, a spiritual war, an economic war, a culture war. You need to realize that and be 1,000,000,000% conscious of that. And whenever we have some massive development that goes almost unnoticed, it's very important for me to explain why I know it's massive. Now, I want to explain something first to everybody, and I want to ask you to right now go to X and share at Real Alex Jones the top live feed of the live broadcast we just launched that you're watching right now, and to go to rumble.com/The Alex Jones Show Live and share that. Or it's even easier, just share alexjoneslive.com, and when you share it, say, go there, you'll see the live feed on the front page, or go to alexjoneslive.com/show and share it. Because massive historical news just broke in front of everyone, and it's getting almost no attention. I mean, it's going out on key systems, AP, Reuters, Bloomberg, which told me a lot, but it's not getting picked up by the networks, but it will. This is a huge deal, and I want to explain to you first how I know it's so big, and it would take hours to get into every little piece of data, how when I see something and it all lines up and I know. But this is such good news, and I'm getting chills right now. This is absolutely fabulous. And so many other talk show hosts know what they're doing. They use the tactic of when they have something really big, they build it up, they hype it, they don't tell you about it, and then everybody goes, ooh, and then they wait, and they listen to it, and they take it seriously. And then a lot of times it's disinfo, propaganda. Sometimes it's important news. Depends on who the host is or who the media outlet is. This news deserves to be celebrated. And then it can snowball and we can ensure this change happens. And this is beautiful. Now, there are literally thousands of data points that go into what I'm about to say. Thousands. I can sit there for 10 hours and just go to the next one in my mind. The top of my head exploded when I got up at 4 a.m. this morning and saw some of these developments. Then I went and worked out, did a podcast with Sean Johnson, came back in, worked on equipment, the new studio, started doing research an hour before the show again, and even more broke, and the top of my head blew off again. Right before the show, a couple more broke, and I literally had to just run promos because I had to get my bearings and process this. I'm tempted to just go to rebroadcast for like 30 minutes and just because I need to process this. I mean, I already know what it means, and then I know what the response is going to be. And then when I report this, people will say, this isn't real. You know, it doesn't matter. This is just Trump waking up to the fact of how unpopular this war is. So this is just him changing the subject again. We'll be back to full war tomorrow. But from my Pentagon sources, my White House sources, also studying this and looking at how it was put out and how it was pushed, and then understanding what's happening economically and what's going on behind the scenes, this is real. And so in the tug of war of trying to get Israel to not run our foreign policy and now trying to control our domestic policy to ensure foreign policy, we just moved the needle really far towards taking our country back. And we just scored a major touchdown and got the extra point and just moved into a winning position. We're ahead right now. That's a football way of putting it. So should I just state the big news or should I explain how I know this? Or should I just cover other news for an hour and then get to it? Because we had guests on today, but this is so big. Right before the show, I said cancel them. Cancel them. And again, I'm just processing this. You know, a lot of people that are well-spoken and intelligent, they may spend a month before a keynote speech they're going to give to a college or, you know, a corporate guy like Steve Jobs would spend months preparing for, you know, an Apple speech he would give. I don't have that luxury. This is so big, and normally I can process a lot, I can handle a lot, and right now, you've heard the term dumbfounded, godsmacked. 5 minutes before the show, I actually got dizzy because my brain was just, the top of my head was blowing off, and the news is so good, and then all the extrapolations out of it were so good, but also so dangerous. You know how fast the mind moves when you have epiphanies and understandings, when you have already so much data and wisdom and research. And then, like, how do you condense this down for people? And folks that are regular listeners know I don't hype stuff. When I get up here and say we got huge news, it's huge. And sometimes we're covering the huge news that they're making, you know, big news, but it is important. Most of the time, whatever they try to make important isn't actually what's important. You know, sorry, the ballroom's not important. Sorry, the reflecting bull's not important. Trump flirting with the press secretary is not important. This is important. And quite frankly, and I'm not attacking it, Candace Owens tomorrow, you know, while I'm on the air having the big debate about the Charlie Kirk assassination, which is just a giant tar baby, because I've studied it, that you can't prove one way or the other. A bunch of the theories about it being a conspiracy or bull, a bunch of them are obviously true, but then you can't figure out exactly what's going on. And then you've just got all sorts of bizarro land happening, and it sucks out half the oxygen of people awakening, because all people want to focus on is this soap opera and the Charlie Kirk assassination industry. But at the same time, there's so much trust lost in the system. And if you can just get the sheeple to actually care about something like that, maybe they can wake up to bigger things. It just goes on and on. But if I just wanted mindless ratings, I could be the king of the Charlie Kirk assassination cottage industry. And I'm not saying it's bad to cover that or look at that or deal with that, but I just have this problem where when we have ultra-massive issues that affect every one of us that are so dangerous, and there's a thousand times the coverage and eyeballs and viewership on that, which is just endless black holes of debate and rabbit trails, versus Russia saying we're getting ready to bomb NATO countries and NATO saying we're going to nuke you if you do that, kind of a big deal. Or the economy completely in the toilet because of the 167 days of the Strait of Hormuz being closed. Or the Justice Department indicting more SPLC people and the insanity that came out of that. They weren't just giving the Nazis hundreds of millions of dollars over the years and all the major white supremacist groups I told you decades ago. They were literally living with and folks, I had the SPLC try to get me to join them. It never got to the payoff point. I told them F off. That was, what, about 10 years ago? That's an intelligence group, CIA, NATO, actually run out of NATO. It's actually run out of Germany. They got a couple billion bucks in the Caribbean. And you got, you know, these people doling out millions to the white supremacists. Meanwhile, they live within them, and the white supremacists are knocking the bottom out. I mean, all that's important. It's all interesting. But ladies and gentlemen, the thing I'm about to get to on so many levels is massive. And the stories themselves are big. And each one of them is a horrible tragedy and incredible and totally indicts and convicts Israel of crimes against humanity and violations of the Geneva Convention and real genocide and terrorism. Talking about Christians being genocided. Each story itself deserves hours of coverage. But you get all of the stories together, and then the way it's being responded to by the Trump administration and what the key players are saying and where it comes out. And I went and checked the publishing times, which is always key, little things I've noticed in the matrix. And early this morning at 4 something in the morning, all these articles got published at the same time. Why is that important? When you got Axios and Reuters and AP and a bunch of other publications that are direct CIA feeds publishing within minutes of each other the exact same stories, it means it's coordinated, and it means it was Mockingbird operation, and it means it was a programmed order out of the Trump administration through the Central Intelligence Agency. So when the CIA openly fires massive torpedoes at Israel controlling the U.S., when the CIA has been heavily both sides infiltrated, you know, so many examples of that, it shows that a major decision has been made by Trump, but not just by Trump, by a large section of the deep state, meaning the special counsels, the secret counsels with key senators, key governors, president, key corporate leaders, and key members of the judiciary on the Supreme Court. Yeah, they have secret consortium board meetings, kind of modeled after the Jewish Sanhedrin. But the Romans had secret councils as well within the Senate. And they have officially broadsided Israel, not for public consumption, but as a message to the rest of the deep state about where we're going and what's going on. See, for those of you, and I'm not here saying, oh, I'm so smart. I've learned all this in 32 years on air, and in years before that, being awake and studying history and having a lot of family that was really smart informing me how things work, and all the experts I've gotten to talk to over the years. Most people don't understand what it means when things are published in the same minute. It's 100% they're coordinated, it's pre-programmed. And the reason they do that is there's these rules they have where they all want the same publicity, so they all agree to release in the embargo report till a certain time. And I already knew about this and already read about this in leaks from Congress about CIA propaganda and things. But I experienced it when they were testing propaganda and how to destroy an individual so you could censor them and create an archetype and steal their identity. When some days I would get Google alerts and there'd be 37,000, that was the record, or 39,000, most days a few thousand articles a day attacking me. Remember that? 2017, 18, 19. I mean, I've been sitting in a restaurant that has a bar and I've been on all three TVs being attacked. You all saw that. It's not believable even saying it. It sounds like a lie, but you all saw it. What was that? That was all Mockingbird, centralized COG propaganda. And then I remember I started noticing that the first, 50 to 100 articles that were published every day would be at 4 or 5 in the morning, and it'd be the same minute, because it would say when it was published. And the articles would be almost exactly the same. They were given a script, they would just kind of rewrite it. They were using AI back then. And then I talked to insiders, and they said, no, that's what that is. This is a national directive to destroy you. But it's bigger than that. They see you as the populist rebellion. By demonizing you, you're the archetype. Then they can create the straw man to demonize the entire movement. And I'd read about that and studied that in history. I understood it. But that's why I was chosen for destruction, because I was the lead elephant at that time. And still am in many ways, though I don't even want that position. It's not fun to be walking point all the time. So as I preface this, before we go to break, come back with the news, and I'll laser focus on this, I just want you to understand that when you're sitting there looking at, okay, at 4 a.m. or 4.05 a.m., it would always be different, but it's the exact same time, I got hit with 50 articles, 100 articles, and then you would see it proliferated to every newspaper in the country, every major TV station in the country, with variants of it, and then by noon, there'd be 20,000 articles, 10,000 articles, it would vary. And you ask, how's that happen? Well, AP is in every major radio station that's news, every major newspaper. It's on all the TV station websites. So that's tens of thousands of radio, tens of thousands of TV. So when an AP article goes out, each one of those is seen by Google as a new article. So when you got 39,000 articles attacking you, really there's only 300, 400 a day, but they're being duplicated. You understand? And most of that's AP or Reuters. So I learned in the State of the Congressional Record when Anthony Sutton exposed an Operation Mockingbird in the 70s in the Frank Church committee hearings of 75, 76, 77, was that's how you would see it, and that's how they would show it back then, explain how in one day did newspapers nationwide owned by different syndicates run basically the exact same articles that morning. It was this. This is just the high-tech version. I'm giving you a small factoid here of thousands, so you get how I know this. So when I got up this morning and saw the administration saying Israel is a terrorist state, U.S. Ambassador Mike Huckabee, who's a total Israeli operative, why would he say that? Trump, other surrogates saying they're terrorists. Trump saying, I order you to stop attacking Lebanon. And a bunch of other stuff that happened. And then I noticed it was all published the same time, coordinated in different rollouts. Then I knew it was a major move. And then you say, well, that's for your consumption because being pro-Israel is so negative, Trump wants to distance himself. No, because of another 1,000-plus points. I couldn't even go into it in a million years. It took me 10 minutes to explain the CIA timing of publishing thing. And that was just the surface of it. Trump announced, we're done militarily, period. We're now going to crush them with economics, which was his original policy in his first administration that worked great, that Joe Kent and, more importantly, Chairman Kane of the Joint Chiefs told him was what we should do. So Trump admits strategic defeat today militarily, says that's basically over, says we're going now to pure siege, which was the original policy that was working. If you believe in what they were doing and happening, and I'm not a fan of the Mullahs, I'll take that any day over war. And I won't cry in my Cheerios if the Mullahs get removed. I'm just worried about what Israel come and put in place, like Al-Qaeda in Syria. Yeah. But one-dimensionally, I'm for them being removed. It's when you get into the next consequential equations of second, third order permutations. So, and there's a bunch more. I mean, dozens of major breaking things that the general public doesn't see, doesn't understand, but it's like a major shift just happened. And as I'm sitting here, more's coming in showing that shift. Now, here's the problem. I'm giving you kind of the big picture first. You think Netanyahu and the globalist billionaires and BlackRock, that's as happy as a pig and you know what, that are imploding the world economy with this, do you think they're going to give up now that Trump's doing this? No. They're going to stage false flag terror attacks just as sure as the sun came up this morning to get us roped back into this. And you got the Israeli intelligence and military spokesperson saying, gee, we sure need a new 9/11. That'll get these Americans back in line. So let me give you the headlines here as we go to break. This is AP. This is AP. That the AP is the CIA. Okay, this is government announcement out of Trump's administration, right here. See this? AP. Settler siege of Palestinian homes, which are Christian, in the West Bank. Notice AP will never talk about Christians. Settler siege of Christian homes in West Bank, a horrific act of terror, U.S. ambassador says. Here's the London Telegraph. Israel army surrounds last Christian town in West Bank after months of the Israelis burning it, bombing it, and shooting it up. You dovetail that with this. U.S. orders Israel to keep its word on Lebanon. Axios. U.S. pushes back on CAT, says IDF will not withdraw from security zone in southern Lebanon. Israel says, screw you. That's fine. The point is, Trump is making his break in all of this. And it doesn't mean the war won't flare back up. It doesn't mean there won't be a false flag. The point is, this is a concerted effort that's real out of the administration to shut the war down and not let Israel be in the driver's seat. And then I would expect the NDAA and the Senate will also get shot down, turning over control of our military to Israel. This is very good developments. We're not out of the woods yet, but we're getting close. Stay with me. Stay with me and share the feed now.
I'll tell you something right now that is one of the most, if not the most important things I've ever talked about on air. And I want you to really listen to me. And I want you to get a pen and paper out of your iPhone, out of your Droid, and type this into your notes. And I want you at lunch today or tonight or right now to just go to any search engine you want and type in two different names, two different words, okay? Two different drugs that have won Nobel Prizes, you name it, that people don't want you to know about. And one of those is ivermectin that everybody knows about. The other one that most people still don't know about is mebendazole. If you do the research, then it's important to understand that you need to get it from a pharmacy. You need to get it from a doctor. And we have a sponsor, and that's, of course, Bigley. And they went and they used the same service as, you know, the big web, RXs, and great people we've used that have been sponsors to the past. But this is Bigley doing it. And the key is it's real, it's pharmaceutical, and it is a very low price. People are selling knockoffs of it online without a prescription, and a lot of it's fake or a lot of it's watered down and adulterated. Because I did a regimen a couple years ago of mebendazole, We'll put that on screen. That's how you spell it right there. MEBENDAZOLE. And it didn't have any effect. I bought it off of Amazon. And then I did more research. And they said most of that stuff's fake. So I went and I got it from a doctor. And it was incredible. And my own medical doctor owns clinics all over the state of Texas had already been pushing it on me for years, and I just never done it. Ladies and gentlemen, you can get the two in a combo, the ivermectin and the mebendazole together, and they work synergistically together. It is certified and known, both of them, as incredible anti-parasite. Just search the term ivermectin, mebendazole, and just put in study and do your own research and see what the system has been suppressing about this. And this is something, in my view, talk to your physician, and when you go to the website, it's, you know, online pharmacy, and they've got nurses, doctors, all of it. And then you get the prescription. It's very, very easy to do. And I would recommend to talk to your doctor. This is my own personal opinion. What I do for myself is twice a year, I take a regimen of ivermectin and mebendazole. And it is incredible. People ask, why I look so young while I'm healthy. Well, it's a cocktail of things. It's the ivermectin. It's the mebendazole that I take about twice a year as a regimen. Some people, my medical doctor says, take a little bit of ivermectin every week, but I tend to forget to do that. She's literally just says take like two pills a week as a supplemental. That's what my medical doctor tells me. You get your own medical doctor tell you what you want. But the big thing they say is a couple times a year, a big dose, a big regimen. You talk to your physicians. You talk to the folks in the online pharmacy. Let me put it on screen for you. 1776RX, just 1776RX.health. This is one of the most important things you'll ever do, ladies and gentlemen. And despite the system trying to suppress this information, it's getting out everywhere. So do your own research. This is revolutionary. This is so important. 1776, just the numbers. 1776RX.health. Those are the coordinates, and it's a win-win to fund our operation and what we're doing. Take action now. The most important decision you'll ever make, 1776RX.health, and get your ivermectin mebendazole right now, ladies and gentlemen. But whatever you do, go to thealexjonesstore.com. These are incredible products. All these things work. They don't have sexy names. Irish sea moss, Shilajit, bovine colostrum. Oh, research bovine colostrum and then find out we have the best. Oh, research Irish sea moss. We have the best. Research Shilajit. We have the best. We just bring you things the bad guys don't want you to know about at thealexjonesstore.com and, of course, at 1776RX.health. Take action now. Thank you so much for your support.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, alexjoneslive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Israel manipulated us into this war. I told you, Midnight Hammer, they wanted the war then. They tried to get us to go to full war then. Trump didn't. I said, look, they're trying to get us to full war. Here they are saying it. They had all the influencers go, oh, you're a traitor. You're a Qatari agent. You're a scumbag. And then 167 days ago, Israel strikes, drags us into it. Netanyahu brags about it. The Strait of Hormuz gets closed. Trump believed they'd fall in 4 days. Then it was 5 weeks. And then it begins to set in on Trump that they're not going to fall. The Strait of Hormuz is closed, and it's killing the recovery and causing a global depression. As early as this winter is what all the numbers and actuaries are showing, definitely if it continues by next year. And it's still packed in major problems. We already all know about that. We already all understand that. And then suddenly a barrage of breaking news all at the same time this morning. The U.S. ambassador from Israel, Mike Huckabee, that's really who he is, the Israeli operative, comes out and says Israel coming in and circling, firebombing, destroying the last Christian settlement in the West Bank is an act of terror, an act of, quote, horrific terror, horrific act of terror. Overhead shot right here. So how would you get an Israeli operative to say that? He was obviously told to say that. He knows his job is hanging in the balance. Then you get all the other articles. Israel army surrounds last Christian town in West Bank. They've been shooting at it, firebombing it, beating people up. The military's not letting the Christians get in or out with food. And Huckabee, who's been supportive of all this, suddenly comes out and says it's a horrific act of terror, which it is. It's a lot worse than crushing a statue of Jesus or Mary. Everybody gets upset about that. How about burning out all the Christians? Then you get U.S. orders Israel to keep its word on Lebanon and to stop bombing it. Now, Trump's done this before and said, enough is enough, stop, you're breaking the peace deals. And Trump knows Israel wants to keep this war going because Iran and Hezbollah are heavily allied with it, and that is their main reason they say they're staying in the war. But Trump has also, and listen to this, this is a great point Thomas, one of the producers, making during the break. It's totally amazing, and he's absolutely right. Trump said a few weeks ago he'll send in the new al-Qaeda leader of Syria if the war continues there to take control of the country and kick Hezbollah out. And so now Trump is setting it up as this quagmire continues and stepping out of the way and saying the U.S. has washed its hands. So Syria can now go in and suck Iran into a fight between al-Qaeda, the Sunni, and the Iranian Shia. And then that pulls Iran away from the Strait of Hormuz. Then you can say, well, that's really cold-blooded then. That's actually for Israel getting big parts of Lebanon. Yeah, but Syria just signed a big defense deal with Russia. And the al-Qaeda leader just went and met with Putin. We can show you that. Just type in leader of Syria meets with Putin in Moscow and shows them all signing agreements. So these alliances are shifting. This is out of control. The biggest driver is our Gulf allies, Saudi Arabia, UAE, and others. They want this to stop. And the strait being closed is killing the world economy and killing Trump's recovery. But as a backstop, the Pentagon is looking at throwing this into a new war, a three-sided war, Syria, Iran, and Israel. And Turkey will definitely enter into this over Lebanon. So the center of gravity is moving to that, so the United States can then have an off-ramp as a diversion with the new war and pull back so people don't notice the strategic defeat we just had because we followed Israel's advice. When Israel's actually admitted, we want quagmire, we want chaos, we knew they wouldn't fall, but long-term, we think the strait close will hurt Iran more than everybody else, so we're willing to do it and hurt everybody for our own interest of a greater Israel. And if you look at all that, it seems confusing. Yeah, it's all these different power structures trying to manipulate different angles of it. And as the situation changes, jumping around with different alliances. If it seems Machiavellian, schizophrenic, it is. There's an old saying, you can't con an honest man. It's easy to con a con artist because they love all sorts of complex, weird, convoluted, confusing, crooked garbage. But at the end of the day, with all these announcements and all these things being said to Israel, and Trump not shipping for months any missiles to Ukraine, defense missiles. And now reportedly, this isn't out yet, but I've been told Trump has decided to defend the homeland because that's all the missiles we have left is for homeland defense and not ship the rest of the Patriot and other missiles to Israel and to our bases. And that this was too much for Trump. And so he is attempting to decouple from this disaster right now. And that's the big news. That's the great news. That's what I'm so excited about. Doesn't mean we're home free. Doesn't mean it's a done deal. But I know how the propagandists work. I know how they publish. I know how they roll things out. I know the look of something, the signature of it, the modus operandi. And I can tell you this is a real attempt by Trump to disengage America and himself and all of us from the mistake he made. And it's not about giving Trump a facelift. It's not about suddenly Trump's good, as my detractors will say. It's about covering what's happening. And who could disagree with the fact that we want to put pressure on Trump and the administration and the media and the culture to get us out of this disastrous war and point out it's destroying the recovery and point out that it's Israel directing our country and Israel trying to run a coup through the Defense Authorization Act to merge with our military and intelligence. And this has backfired because Saudi Arabia, Turkey, and Pakistan, and now others, last week signed their new defense pact, which is nuclear, because Pakistan is a serious nuclear power with extremely sophisticated ballistic missiles. And they've said they'll nuke Israel if they nuke Iran. Well, now they're saying they will attack anybody that attacks Turkey, Saudi Arabia, and others. So this backfire, this greater Israel expansion, get a regional war going, trick the Shiites and Sunnis into a conflict with each other, get them to tacitly sign on to a four-day war to topple the mullahs. That failed. So Saudi Arabia for months has been saying in this right now. And so Trump is now listening to those voices and interest. And because the fact that it's failed, the war has failed, and Israel has bragged that we knew it would fail. You got to love Smotrich, their economic minister, bragging 2 weeks ago, we set this up, America's fighting our battles, we wanted a quagmire, we knew it wouldn't make Iran fall for a couple years, ha ha ha. Thank you, Israel, for your psychotic bragging. Thank you for your leaders' psychotic bragging. Thank you, Ben-Gavir. There's Ben-Gavir with Smotrich. So, our enemies are killing each other, our enemies are going bankrupt, and then BlackRock, our big banker daddy with the Rothschilds, will come in and take control. Ha, 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 it's great. We get greater Israel, and our enemy, the new Rome, goes down in bankruptcy, and we're their banker. So this is so fun. Jack Sprat could eat no fat. His wife could eat no lean. So between them, they lick the platter clean. Yep, the Machiavelli insanity, the Machiavelli triple dealing, all the plans within plans until it all falls apart and you're crown king nothing. And because the public's aware of this, and it's now a major political issue, Trump has said months ago, everybody hates you, Netanyahu. Everybody hates Israel because of you now. The whole world's against you. The most important people in the world. I'm pro-Israel, but you've destroyed Israel's name. You've really screwed up. And Trump screwed up signing on to it, but the fact that he's scapegoating them, and they deserve it overall, but he's guilty too, is again showing you that he's trying to off-ramp this. He's trying to get out of this. And so we just keep putting the pressure on the NDAA. We keep putting the pressure on all these groups and systems trying to take our sovereignty and our freedom and our liberty and our power to control our government. And we hammer the fact that this is historic and this is happening. You can say, what is them signing an executive order saying we shouldn't have 71 shots for kids? Maybe it should be 9 or 10 or 11. And then it advises the agencies to do their own studies and prove this is safe. That didn't fix everything. It's a defeat. We're not going to sleep. No, we're not going to sleep. We're fighting. We're winning. Do we win the war? No, but we're winning battles. But this is way bigger than that. Dad, the Israeli agent, Mike Huckabee, their ambassador to the U.S., folks, I know he's technically the U.S. ambassador to Israel, but he really is the Israeli ambassador, come out and say Israel's involved in horrific acts of terror exterminating Christians. He's doing that because I guarantee you he is hanging by a thread with his job. And then you have Axios, that is where Trump puts out all his leaks, CIA, saying Trump is pissed at Israel. Trump said, you had better stop it right now. You'd better stop attacking Lebanon right now. You better stop sabotaging our deals. And then Bessent, the Treasury Secretary, oh, the new plan is economic pressure on Iran to bring them to heel. Well, that was what Trump did his first 4 years that was very successful. That's what Joe Kent, in my interview with him Saturday that we aired Monday, said should be done. That was the Pentagon assessment and the Defense Intelligence Agency and even the CIA assessment was don't do it. Even the IDF told Trump 170-something days ago, a week before this war started, they're not going to fall, don't do this. If you're going to strike them to cut back their missiles and stuff, that's fine, but they may close the strait. We advise against this. The IDF went against Netanyahu and the Mossad and said, don't do this. Not because they're not for expanding Israel, because they can think second, third, fourth order about, oh, this will make Israel even more unpopular. This could drive the Arab nations together in a new alliance, they said. And what just happened? And now Saudi Arabia, as I first told you years ago, and Turkey and everybody else are now under a nuclear Pakistan umbrella. Turkey has the biggest military in what you call the Western Europe bridge into the Near East. They have the biggest military in Europe other than Russia, if you count the East. Russia's number one for conventional military and number one for nukes and who knows what else, we're told. I mean, you don't think the U.S. got a little stuff under the table up the sleeve? You're a fool. But the point is, it's mutually assured destruction. It doesn't matter. I can destroy you 5,000 times. I can destroy you 8,000 times. I can put 10,000 bullets in you. I can put 50,000 bullets in you. I can beat you in the head with a baseball bat 5,000 times. I can beat you in the head with a baseball bat 8,000 times. It doesn't matter. This is madness, folks. Mutually assured destruction. So all this moved. Israel miscalculated. It all went off the rails. So riddle me this, Batman. Does Israel and the psychotics running it give up? No. What does Israel do now that their whole big master plan, what's that Moby song? It's the theme song for, is that Moby? What's the theme song for the Bourne Identity? Yeah, I want to, the last minute of this hour, I want to play Extreme Ways. Because, oh, it's so wonderful. Everything's going so great. Then it fell apart like it always does. And that's the thing about evil. You study it. It always works really good the first few levels, and then it gets worse and worse, and it gets you to double down to try to prop it up, and now it's captured you, now it's got you by the Johnson, and then it just gets more horrible and drags you through a meat grinder. That's when I look at Netanyahu and Ben-Gavir and Smotrich, and they're all giggling and laughing in every video and looking crazy. You know where I've seen footage like that? When Hitler invaded Poland and Czechoslovakia, and they got that footage of them up there in their command center, and Hermann Göring's rubbing his hands, and Hitler is, and they all look crazy, and it's the same look, folks, called megalomania. And when I cover their megalomania, you see it in me, only because I'm empathic, I'm focusing on them, I'm looking at them, and I'm showing you empathically what they are. That freaks them out, by the way, because I can show them their spirit, but I'm not possessed by their spirit. I'm simply reflecting back at them what they are. And the closest thing to Adolf Hitler on this planet is Benjamin Netanyahu, Ben-Gavir, Smotrich, and the rest of them. And all the Nazis go, Hitler's great. What do you mean? Oh, you're idiots. Lebensraum, Living Space, Expanding, Invincible, very competent, incredible smart people under him, overreaching, gambling, more, feeling the power, being drug into it. So I want to ask listeners, I want to open the phones for anybody that's ever worked in intelligence, and that could mean you ran a state-level threat fusion center. That's some of the most smart people we got. Maybe you were in Army intelligence, maybe, you know, Navy intelligence. Veterans, corporate leaders. That's got its own intelligence. But I want to specifically open the phones up and say, do you agree with what I just said? Because it's all right here. Do you specifically agree with the specifics? What would you like to add? What do you disagree with? And what do you do when you're Israel? Well, past behavior is the most indicative of future action. So will Israel back off, take its gains, dominating the region, already in control of Congress to a great extent, or will it go for full control of Congress and open dictatorship in the U.S. through the bureaucracy and deep state? And will it do a false flag, nuclear false flag or something like that, or maybe a power outage and blame it on Iran, a cyber attack? Because up above Israel's BlackRock and the Rothschilds and the globalists and their whole system, and I think you know the answer, they're going to hit us. They're not going to stop. That's fortune favors the bold, so we're told. So tick, tick, tock, tock. Only thing that can stop this is an act of God, but God helps those that helps themselves. And that means everyone having an epiphany about this. And I'm sorry, only spending 99% of your time on Charlie Kirk assassination, maybe 1% of your time on Russia getting ready to hit Europe openly in nuclear war, maybe 0.5% of the time on the NDAA Israel taking over the U.S., maybe 0.25% of 1%, maybe 0.001% of your time caring about the Trump administration openly breaking with Israel in action, not shipping them the missiles, not giving Ukraine missiles, saying we're done with physical war, we're going back to siege, and then having all these Israeli operatives have to come out and openly attack Israel and say, you're horrific terrorist for exterminating Christians. I mean, we know it's the government bot censoring us when we put out every week burning Christian villages, burning Christian churches. It gets shut down. It gets blocked. We get shadow banned. That's not X doing that. That's the bots and the internal government algorithm systems. They're able to come in and manipulate all that. It's the same thing everywhere. Now you got the government organs saying what the truth. That's Trump going, oh, you think you run me? Because Trump keeps saying, I run things. I'm pro-Israel. I thought this would work. And now they've got the operatives threatening him. He's like, well, son of a bitch, you don't run me. I don't want to blow Israel up. Hell, half my family, you know, and crew are Jewish. But hell, you're not going to sit there and tell me you're boss. Just like you have the big fight in Israel with 80% of the Jews and the government trying to get rid of Netanyahu. It doesn't mean they're perfect. It's the whole Ehud Barak crew and Obama. I mean, this is but it's not just them. Look at our Congress, it's the worst of the worst. Is the Knesset full of scum? Yeah. Is our Congress full of scum? Yeah. It's not a facelift the Jews. It's stop acting like they're the only group that's got a bunch of crazy people and megalomaniacs. We got plenty of that to go around. And it doesn't matter because whoever's doing it, Chi-Coms, Protestants, Catholics, Jews, Muslims, I don't care. You're a power mad megalomaniac. You want to run my life? You're the enemy. And I refuse to sink to your level because of what your background is or your religion. It's your actions, and I oppose you. And they can't handle that moral authority, folks, because I legitimately don't hate black people. I love them. I legitimately don't hate Hispanics. I love them. I legitimately don't hate Jews. I love them. Or anybody. But they've organized a lot of these groups that white Christians are bad because the ideals of that are antithetical to the New World Order takeover plan. So when you attack what is going to save us, I am going to oppose you because you are wrong. The best laid plans of mice and men often go astray, and that's happening right now. And we're seeing major cracks in the globalist Israeli New World Order neoliberal Hollywood control arm. So let's put the number on screen. And let's take your calls on this subject and everything I just said. It's a huge topic area, geopolitical. Russia ties into it. There's no excuse not to call on this subject. I'm sorry. If I see other subjects up there, just don't. They'll still put other subjects. No, we're doing this subject. It's a huge subject. 512-266-0642, 512-266-0642. If you're trying to call into your country code, and then 512-266-0642, look forward to speaking to you. 512-266-0642. And if you're in Israel, you're welcome to call in. If you're in Iran, you're welcome to call in. If you're in Kuwait, I don't care where you are. You want to give your perspective on this. Now, listen. I got big announcements about major victories we've had that are imminent and quick, and I just got to get the stuff in line and some things done, and I'm working real hard around here, but we've had some big victories, and what your support's done, and the legal battle, and the new studios, and everything else we're doing, but I'm in the pole position. That means, you know, if you're not a race car fan, we're in the lead in the last 2 miles of the race, okay, when it comes to the next phase of the InfoWar. But I'm way ahead of the bad guys. I got time to pull into the pit and have them dump some gas in. But right now I'm pulling up to the pit stop and there's no gas getting dumped in. I need to pull in here at 200 miles an hour, screech on my brakes, slam in, you know, 6-7 gallons of gas, and I need to roar out on the son of a bitch and win the race. So I need you to go right now to thealexjonesstore.com, get the very best supplements, the methylene blue, the t-shirts, all the other incredible products, and fund our operation so that I can continue on because I'm out of gas. But I'm telling you, you want these products. They are incredible. They are amazing. Get the methylene blue. Get the shields. Methylene blue is 40% off right now. Get the t-shirts. We've got these tactical fanny packs with the 6 free patches in it. That's, you know, literally half off what you get in stores. It's all there at thealexjonesstore.com. Thank you for your past support. This is historic. We're in the last few days where you can get put in to win on the sweepstakes. Both super badass off-road vehicles, $20,000 cash. Every dollar you spend puts you in 100X to be put into the raffle for the 2 super vehicles. This is a little crossover period. Take action now, 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 now. Only way you fail is not taking action now. Have we not given you victory?
Alex Jones is off the air.
There's a lot of noise right now.
Taking me off the air. It is beyond essential that you continue to spread the word about the broadcast.
That's usually when it matters most to have people in your corner who don't flinch. We've been a partner of this program for a long time.
I'm handing out ice water in the Sahara. The top rated, the biggest company, because they're the best, and he's a patriot.
We're not going anywhere, and that commitment runs to you. With us, it's 8% when you buy and 0% when you sell. And here's something else. After you make your first purchase and become a client, if you're holding metals you bought somewhere else, bring them to us. We'll help you liquidate them. No commission. That's not a promotion. That's just the way we do business. Give us a call and we'll bend over backwards to help you.
Visit kepm.com/gold to get started. Or give us a call at 720-605-3900. And let us help you make room for what matters most.
Who the hell is that?
I just got a call from Rob. He said he saw some goblin riding a crocodile lurking around our studio.
I found you, Alex. My crocodile monsters and I are onto you now. There is nowhere left to run. Best damn day of my life.
Yeah, ain't it?
Reality starts here. AlexJonesLive.com. Share the link. Spread the word.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.